So I've just taken my gorgeous wife out for lunch today because it's a Friday and that's the kind of thing you do at Friday. So we went down to our local restaurant where they're in the process of training up a new waitress who's obviously not done waiting on tables before. And it just seeing her learning kind of really drove home to me how the devil is in the detail. It's the little things that provide a good customer service in a restaurant like that. So little examples would be the fact that when she brought our drinks, which in my case was a bottle of Coke, that normally the waitress would pour out the Coke into my glass, while she didn't. She just put it down on the table. Equally, when we ordered a second pot of tea for my wife, the waitress didn't take away the first pot but left it on the table. And at the end of the meal, when we came to pay and put our credit card, she gave the credit card to me, or to sign. I had to sign, but it was actually my wife's credit card, and she hadn't looked at the credit card to identify who the card belonged to. They're tiny little things, and it's no criticism of the girl because she was learning the new job. But what it kind of drove home was this point that customer service is in the detail. And I think that applies to the websites that we do as well. It's the little things that really make a huge difference. You know, things like positive reinforcement. So when somebody is filling in a form, if they filled in the form correctly, then it gives you a little tick in the field to say, yes, you've done that right, you could move on. It's those little things that make an enormous difference on our site. Providing, contextual information about return policies or all of those kinds of little things. You get the kind of idea. So just as you're building your websites and working on them, think, what are those little details that can add something extra and make people go, oh yeah, that's nice. Get them into the position where when they go to your competition and those things aren't there, that something feels not quite right. That should be your aim.